Hey there, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Gloria in the Tax Quips forum, who needs clarification. She says military members have almost two more years to use the $8,000 tax rebate. They must have been stationed or deployed overseas for 90 days during 2009, approximately. My question is whether the 90 days must be consecutive or whether several short deployments to Afghanistan or Iraq, for example, that total at least 90 days is sufficient. Well, Gloria, I don't know about two or more years, but the military and certain other federal employees do have one extra year. They may open escrow or sign an offer to purchase until April 30th of 2011 and close the sale by June 30th of 2011. Now, to your question about consecutive days, here's what IRS says. Members of the uniformed services, members of the foreign service, and employees of the intelligence community are eligible for this special rule. It applies to any individual, and if married, the individual's spouse, who serves on qualified extended duty outside of the United States for at least 90 days during this particular period, the period beginning after December 31st, 2008, and ending before May 1st, 2010. So, no, the days don't have to be consecutive, but you do have to be able to prove those 90 days and may as well include copies of the buyer's orders with the tax return when filing for the credit. Now, another interesting bit of information that you may want to know, and I didn't know, when a military home purchaser's duty post is changed and they must sell the house due to the move or are forced to move and don't sell the house, but it no longer qualifies as their principal residence, they're not required to repay the homebuyer's credit, even if the move takes place in the year of purchase. IRS says qualified official extended duty is any period of extended duty while serving at a place of duty at least 50 miles away from the taxpayer's principal residence, whether inside or outside the U.S., or while residing under government orders in government quarters. And they define extended duty as any period of duty pursuant to a call or order to such duty for a period in excess of 90 days or for an indefinite period. I hope this helps you, Gloria. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about military tax issues and other tax issues free. Where? Where else? At TaxMama.com.